Lewis, we typically don't have back-to-back guest appearances, so you must be some type of special person. The calls, I know you want to talk about the in-house shopping experience, but first talk about the listeners that called during the show or after the show that you were able to speak with and the jobs that you are performing based upon your performance last Saturday.
Yeah, that actually ties in perfectly well. So the calls that we got, we went out there, customers super happy. The thing that they liked the most was the in-home shopping experience. They liked the fact that we bring large samples of our cabinets, large samples of our countertops, and large samples of our backsplashes out to their home so they can see what everything looks like in their light. It's a completely different shopping experience versus going to a big box where you need to go there two or three times, you see things on a screen. It doesn't really replicate well in your home. With our program, bringing these samples in your home, it just makes it's a great experience for them.
Somebody that keeps their lights off and their drapes closed and all their windows covered, like Stephen A. Leahy in his home. What type of experience would that be for somebody that there is no natural light that comes through in his home?
Well, just make sure you have the proper lighting in your house. So we do make recommendations as far as that as well. It works out really good.
What cabinet color goes good with a red light?
I would do like our raw umber color. It would look really good.
Ooh, okay. I love raw umber.
Raw umber. I don't even know what
Isn't
that is.
Isn't that a breed of spiders as well, like raw umber?
No.
312-9172.
That's the name of David's band.
The umber sack spider.
It's the name of my band. Yeah, my high school grunge band. So what is the in-home shopping experience? What does that entail?
So typically we go out to customer's house for about 90 minutes. We'll go over a company story, show where we were, where we're going, and customers are really enjoying just the being able to touch and feel the physical samples. So you can see how heavy and how high of a quality our doors are. You can compare them to the backsplash that you want to put in, and you can put it with the countertops you want to put in. We educate our customers on the different ways you can do kitchens, and we help them get the best resolution for themselves.
Thanksgiving is 30-some days away. Mm-hmm. Can you still do a redo? That came out wrong. Can you still redo a kitchen prior to Thanksgiving, or is it just too close to the date?
So we wouldn't be able to do by Thanksgiving. So we're about 6 to 8, 8 to 10 weeks on our projects. Okay. Everything is custom made. We're not pulling anything off a shelf. This way, it's going to be a perfect fit when we bring it to their house once it's ready.
Got it. So probably Christmas is out too then, right? You're just kind of tight for Christmas because you're banging up against, I mean, what did I say earlier? 67 days until the end. So you're 62 some days before Christmas. It's probably a little tight.
It is, and most of our customers don't want their house torn up for the holidays. We can definitely get them ready for the new year right away.
Okay. So that's an option for you.
Yeah.
Is there a website that our listeners could go to check out all of the products that you guys offer and the services you provide?
We have a ton of before and after photos on our website at redocabinets.com, and you can always give us a call at 630-381-5583.
I just want to throw this out there. One of the owners, Mark, works out a lot, and he doesn't wear small golf shirts, right? Because he's like all in my feet. I don't know why, but I get redo cabinet ads all the time. And somebody texts me like he's all over. He's like, is he a big guy or just does he wear small shirts? I'm like, well, he's a big guy and he wears regular shirts and he's just a big dude, right? Big arms, gigantic arms, Steve. He'll crush it like a grape. So, but your online advertising is spot on. You're all over the place. Congratulations. How successful are those type of ads on Instagram and Facebook and all X and all that stuff that you're doing?
Yeah, it works really well for us because those are the consumers who are out actively looking for our services, and it gives them some inspiration of what they could do and what we could do for them.
The cost differential between ripping out a kitchen and as opposed to redoing it, are we at half the price? We at 20%? You know, what's the cost savings keeping the boxes and putting new faces on them?
So think of it this way. We can install for what you would pay for materials. So when you buy your material, you still have to pay for someone to tear everything out. You have to pay for someone to put it in. You need to pay for permits. You need to pay for disposal. So there's a ton of savings that way. We're typically half the price of what a gut job would be.
Phone number, if our listeners want to reach out.
630-381-5583.
I received an email Thursday from a listener who I've known for 20-some years saying, hey, want to get a hold of Lewis. I got to redo my cabinets. And I connected you with him prior to the show because I didn't have your email address from last weekend. So you're going to be in contact with him to get his cabinets done. And
I'm looking forward to connecting with your friend, yes.
All right, phone number one more time.
630-381-5583.